in Bella Coola that a piano has gone horribly off key. It's causing dissonance for event organizers, and now the Bella Coola Valley Arts Council is trying to restore harmony for that baby grand. Ray McElwain joins me on the line to compose the rest of the piece. Good morning, Wayne. Ray?
Good morning, Carolina.
What made this baby grand go so horribly off key?
Well, the baby grand has served us well over the years, and we thought we'd get it tuned up in preparation for a concert that we've got coming up this spring.
And then?
Our piano tuner went in to tune it, and to her astonishment, there was a mouse nest in there. But not only a mouse nest, but the mouse had chewed all the dampers and felts on the piano to make that nest really cozy.
And I understand that this piano was pretty protected against little inhabitants like mice. So how did this family get in?
Well, we've had this piano for almost 40 years, and it's kept in the community hall in a special cubicle, which was built to be mouse-proof so that the mice couldn't get in. And indeed, we've had no problem over the years, but this is the first time we've had a problem. And I think the door is on the cubicle, the hinges have loosened, and there was actually a little space that the mouse could get in under the door.
Why is this piano so important to the Bella Coola area?
Well, it's a grand piano, and we obtained it back in 1979 after a fundraising campaign. And it's used for concerts, for Festival of the Arts, for events like, you know, Christmas concerts and that kind of thing. So it's a part of the community hall and has been used extensively over the years.
So it can't be used right now after the damage of this family of mice. What needs to be done to restore it?
Well, our piano tuner didn't feel capable of handling the extent of the damage. And she kindly put us on to somebody from Vancouver, Scott Matsuda, who's going to come up the 1st of December and spend 3 or 4 days repairing this piano.
It sounds expensive.
Business, though.
Yeah, that sounds like an expensive demand there.
Yes. The piano tuner suggested to us that, you know, by the time we get somebody up here and get it all repaired, we might be looking at in excess of $2,000, which is a little more than our Arts Council could come up with. So we asked for donations.
And?
Well, to, I guess, my astonishment, which maybe I shouldn't have been astonished, but the response was amazing. We got many, many donations, and some very generous donations, and now, 2.5 weeks later, we have enough money to repair that piano and pay for the repairman to come up, and we'd probably even be able to feed him.
So when is the piano going to be repaired? Do you know?
It'll be done by December the 5th.
And how quickly did you need to get it repaired?
Well, we do have an annual Christmas event coming up on, I think, the 18th of December, and it'd be really nice to have it available for that. And then there will be other things, of course, but that's the next time when people will be really looking for it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that this piano's fate is not sealed, as it were. Ray McElwain, thanks so much for telling us the story today.
You're welcome. Thanks, Carolina.
That's Ray McElwain with the Bella Coola Valley Arts Council.